I just downloaded this new podcast, yeah? This is gonna be awesome! The ChimpeeCast, yeah, it's gonna roll! What? It says that this episode is 52! Where are all the other, like, 51 episodes?
Just relax, Jack.
What the hell? Who said that?
It's me, the podcast overlord. I'm just coming to tell you that you need to take a chill pill.
What? I can't just relax. I'm missing 51 episodes of the ChimpeeCast. What am I supposed to do?
Just relax, Jackie boy.
They're just on a different RSS feed. You can catch up on most of their old episodes by visiting tpcast.podomatic.com. And if you want to listen to even more of their old episodes, you can visit thomasproductionsinc.com and visit the episode archive.
Oh, well, I guess that isn't so bad after all.
Not at all, Jack. Not at all. But if you're here to listen to new episodes of the TPCast, you come to the right place. Just keep subscribed to this RSS feed and you'll be good to go.
Huh, you can say that again.
So just remember, if you want to listen to past episodes of the TPCast, just visit tpcast.podomatic.com or thomasproductionsinc.com. You're listening to the TPCast,
the official podcast of Thomas Productions, Inc. Here we discuss all of our latest videos, as well as other topics such as movies, Halo news, machinima, and so much more.
So fasten your seatbelts, cause it's time for the TPCast. And now, here are your very gracious hosts, Lay, Kevin, and Kyle.
Hello, and welcome to episode 52 of the TPCast. My name is Lane.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Kyle.
Hey, we're finally back. It's been a while. We came back with episode 50 saying that I was back from the dead, and then after two episodes it died again.
After one episode?
Well,
when
yeah.
was the last TPCast?
It was at the beginning of this year, I think.
So we're back from the dead again.
Again, but this time it's more of a reboot. We have a new website, and we have a new RSS feed, which is kind of nice. As you may have heard, at maybe on like the old feed, we chose to get like a new feed and new website so we can have, you know, more storage space and flexibility. So, yeah, we're back. If, again, like you heard at the beginning, if you want to check out any old episodes, just go to our website. You'll be taken care of. All right, so what shall we talk about? Want to talk about some?
It's what have we been stuff what have doing? We been doing since last time?
Let's see. Well, we've been making movies.
As usual. Marlin. Season 4 started.
Yes, yes. We have episode 31, 32,
exactly
33, and 34.
And we filmed 35.
Yes.
And it's hilarious.
It definitely is.
I emailed you the names of the characters so that you could spell them, right?
Okay.
And here's a little... answer that you wouldn't forget them. Here's a little diddly-diddly on episode 35, is it? It takes place all on one map.
Which is nice for filming, because it's very easy.
We did it all in one take, too. We didn't have to... Not one take, but we didn't have to end the game and start
it. Yeah, it was just like all one game. Which is gonna, in a way, kind of be a pain for editing, because you have to fast forward a lot. Anyway, what else have we been doing? We've filmed some more live action videos.
Including
Story of Peeps.
Pop.
And Pop.
It's called Pop because of all the pop music.
I know,
that isn't in it.
It doesn't have to do with Bubblegum or...
Yeah.
Or Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yeah, forget about that.
Again, all the videos, all of our videos, wait, I shouldn't say all of our videos. I mean, most of our videos can be viewed on YouTube.
Oh, the Mapocalypse.
Yeah. YouTube took down old Marlin videos because of, you know,
copyright.
Yeah. It's been happening all over YouTube. It's because of, like, a deal with WMG, and they won't let people use their music on YouTube, which sucks because all our old Marlins are gone. However,
episodes 1 through 30, right?
Yeah, episodes 1 through 30 are gone from YouTube, but they can be viewed on our website. So just go to our website and go to our videos page, and they're all there. And pristine. In QuickTime format. So, yeah. All our new Marlin videos will still go to YouTube, just because we're using our original music now, composed by none other than The Awesome Lane.
I want to start helping next season.
Yes.
Write some stuff for you.
So, yeah, that's what's been happening. Like we said, we haven't been doing podcasts.
We've been busy with
stuff. Alright, we had that new machinima, the friend machinima.
You joined Twitter.
Oh, yeah, we joined Twitter. So you can follow us there. If you go to twitter.com/ThomasProInc, we didn't have room for the full Thomas Productions Inc. Just because, like, yeah, limit of the characters. So it's like ThomasProInc.
Follow.
So get
nice little tidbits about what's going on.
Yes. Maybe in, like, the future, we'll, like, record shows live or something so people can listen live.
Oh, which will be kind of nice. You have a Facebook diddly.
Yeah. We are also on Facebook. So if you join there, you can look up, you know, Thomas Productions. And we'll be on there and you can just join.
We're the one with the logo. There are lots. With our logo, you know, there are lots that aren't our logo.
Yeah.
What were we talking about right before I interrupted?
Well, wait, first of all, for the Facebook, the URL is, like, super long. So, I'm not going to list it here, but there should be a link on our website. Like, on the front page, there's those little, you know, circle icons.
Buttons. The blue one with the F in it.
Yeah. So, you can just go and, you know, join the Thomas Productions fan group.
So far, we're the only
If you send us friend advice, though, we probably won't accept.
No, I think one guy joined.
Yeah, one person.
Oh, I haven't checked in a while.
Yeah.
A few months.
So, currently we have 7 people following us on Twitter, so that's good. Good start. But we want more. We know we should.
We want 100 more, so go.
Want more. I know I should.
Okay, so right before I said you joined Twitter, what?
Friend Machinima.
Okay. Yeah, we came out with the Friend Machinima. It's, like, you know, serious and all. But I submitted it to Bungie.net as, you know, part of their little blog area. People can, you know, submit stuff, and if they like it, they'll post it. So they were kind enough to post it. And in, like, 2 days, the Friend Machinima went from having, like, maybe, like, 1,000 views to 16,000 views, which it was pretty cool to watch it just shoot up.
Second most viewed video, too, right? One of the top.
I don't know. One of the Star Wars music videos is still, I think, second.
It's one of the top videos. Mm-hmm. And then, see, what else? Project Black Knight Delay.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about that.
But before we do, I would like to let everybody know that in episode 34 of Marlin, the Jerry Satan Devil guy.
Yeah.
We didn't edit my voice, really. That was all me, except for those parts that have the echo in.
There were key parts when we just added in another track.
That was the same thing, deepened. But the rest of it was all me. I can do that voice. I'm not going to do it because it hurts. Well, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I
but
imagine.
After long periods of time, yeah,
we just did all, you know, the voiceovers yesterday, so I'm surprised you haven't lost your voice.
Okay. I've been practicing.
Alright, Project Black Knight Delay. As you know, Project Black Knight Prologue came out, you know, last December.
It was supposed to come out summer, but we just
delayed with Marlins.
Marlins was.
We were planning on finishing it over the summer, but it was kind of like a domino effect, because since we didn't finish Marlin until July, we didn't have as long to work on it over the summer, which meant it didn't get done, so we couldn't release it. And then once, you know, September rolls around, we have to, you know, start Marlins again.
So September and February is the 2 times that we
mm-hmm.
Odd seasons in September.
And then as it is, last season we had to haul butt and do like 5 episodes in the month of November. Which we're probably going to have to do in the month of May. Just because we're, behind.
We have a due date, though.
Yeah, we have like an internal kind of goal date. We want to have all the Marlins in season 4 completed by June 10th.
That means completed, not released.
Yeah, so...
one of them takes place on 4th of July.
Yeah, so... We'll spread them out like a nice little cheese spread that goes on a cracker. So it'll be nice and even.
Yeah, so...
The good thing is that we have episode 35 done and ready to be cash it.
We're halfway through the halfway point.
We have the check written out. We just have to cash it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So we have... How many scripts do we have for Friday Collecting?
We have quite a few.
Just to let you know, me, Kyle, I am the lead scriptwriter for Project Black Knight.
Yeah. So, we have, let's see, it's been a long time since I've opened up these scripts. I believe we have the episode 2 script finalized and complete, and we've started filming. We filmed like 1 or 2 scenes, but not too much.
Originally, we filmed a super long thing that took like 3 hours to film on Sandtrap.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I don't know if that's
episode 3.
Yeah, I remember saying...
That's
going to
be a lot of work.
I remember you saying it was going to be a little bit on episode 2 and a little bit on episode 3. That was so long ago, I don't remember anything, except it took forever.
It's going to be...
One of the most awesome scenes.
It's going to be dang hard to edit. And capture.
And you have to find it, right? Buried underneath a bunch of...
I'm sure I could find it on the Xbox. It's just, it's like an hour plus video. So I have to fast forward, find the good parts.
I have one little thing.
It takes forever.
I have one little thing I want to say, but a while ago on the forums, I had a little poll to see what would be a best name for an episode. Right? And I had like different choices and I let people vote. I'm thinking I'm just not going to give you that script anymore for a couple reasons. One, I don't want to diss any point. Disappoint anybody that voted for one that didn't get picked. Also, I don't like my script very much. That was a pretty bad one that I wrote, like, as a standalone thing, and it's not very good.
You'll have to tell me about that later.
Yeah. So I decided to pull that,
okay,
that one from the story.
Alrighty. So,
TPMA?
What?
TPMA?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's happening. And believe it or not, I have it ready. So by the time you're listening to this, voting will be, on.
One thing that I told you last year is that you had...
Set.
You made some serious mistakes in your nominations by having the same person nominated twice for different roles. Did you fix that so that it's not as confusing?
Yeah, and believe it or not, I've... To make it, less confusing, because, the whole thing with copy and pasting and the emails and stuff... Even that, it's just too complicated. So what I did is I went on to, freewebs.com, which is now webs.com. I have an account there. So what I did is
is it not free anymore?
No, it's still free. For some reason, they just changed their name to webs.com, which is kind of stupid. But...
It just says webs.com, formerly freewebs.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to change your name, don't talk about the old one. Right?
I guess you need to have that up for a while, to let people know, hey, this is still the same, site. We just changed names. So anyway, I made a page there on my own personal account, and it's like this handy-dandy poll right here, which, we're looking at right now. Unfortunately, you can't see it. It's like these ones where you have these nice drop-down menus with these selections, and then there's a little button on the bottom that says submit. And
that's so much easier.
It's incredibly simple.
How do you get there?
Not much more work on my part than what I would normally be doing.
How many times are you allowed to vote?
Technically, it's, once per person, and you need to, choose all the questions. There is a way. What it does is it records your IP address when you submit it. Although, if you have more than one person voting in your household, that kind of gets screwed up. So, I'm just going to do, like, a reasonable, see, you know, like, say there's, like, three or four from the same household with that have submitted votes or something.
Us two will probably get two from one. Because my mom likes to vote on these. And then yeah. Kevin's going to use the Mac.
Does every computer have an IP address, or does every household have an IP address?
Believe it or not, I do not know.
I think it's computer.
Okay.
Then not IP entirely sure.
I used to know.
Yeah.
Individual or something like that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. When it comes to technical know-how in that sense, I do not know. That was lame. So, anyway.
So wait, why don't we explain what they are?
The TPMAs stand for the Thomas Productions Movie Awards, and it's the third annual Thomas Productions Movie Awards.
And then this since 2007, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, voting will be open. You just go to thomasproductionsinc.com, and there will be a page there at the, you know, top in the menu that says TPMA. So just click there, and then it'll bring you to, you know, the page that I'm on right now that I'm telling you about. And it'll be very simple, and basically what you do is there's, you know, a bunch of categories, and there are certain videos of ours that you can select and vote for as the best in that category. Like, for instance, under the category of Best Stunts, we have Detective Awesome in the Case of Vile 3, Detective Awesome in the Mystery of the Christmas Murder, Horse's Horrid Hairdo, Super Kyle and Quantum of Solace infomercial. So you choose one of those, and then go on to the next one. And then when you're all done, you press the submit button.
I know, and I'm voting for that one. I'll give you a hint. I did this super stunt.
I know which one. All right, so.
But you didn't want me to, but I did it anyway.
Yeah, I was concerned for your safety.
As any good director should be.
Yes.
I wasn't, of course.
Yeah. And so you can vote. The voting close is on...
You should put the names of the people on that one.
The voting closes on May 17th, 2009, which is a Sunday, at promptly 11:59 p.m. So, get those votes in. Only vote once, but tell other people to vote. Alright? So, that's coming up. And then what we'll do is we'll announce the results on the TP cast as we usually do. And last year we had we did like a live thing where you could like listen in live and hear who won. So I think we might do that again. Which is pretty neat. Alright, so let's see. We've done that. We talked about Twitter. Alright, I'm going through these tabs here. Let's talk about some Halo news. What's been going on?
Mythic map pack. We can get Recon.
Yes. This is announced a while ago, but since we haven't had a podcast in a while, I'm not sure if we've covered it or not. But Bungie announced that, you know, if once you buy, you know, what is it? Like, the Mythic map packs, Halo 3 ODST, and you get all the Vidmaster achievements, you can has Recon.
I wonder if you can get it even if you've been banned from Recon.
I don't know. I kind of personally hope not.
Me too.
Because then that'll be like a nice punishment.
Yeah, also if you cheated or hacked into it and get all the achievements, you still don't get Recon right now.
Yeah. So I really hope that they do that. Because that'll be awesome for us, and then not awesome for the people who...
Can like, I has Recon, please?
Yeah, like well, spamming Bungie with you emails.
As soon as ODST comes out, everybody's gonna have Recon.
I know. It's gonna be the new Hayabusa.
At least it's not gonna be Hayabusa anymore. I'd rather it be Recon than Hayabusa, because that's annoying. I don't like that armor at all.
Yeah, Hayabusa is definitely my least... favorite armor. Perm.
Mutation.
Yeah. So, yes. What else? The Mythic Map Pack was released. We used it for episodes 33 and 34 of
and
Marlin.
And 35, which is...
And 35, yes. And so, We use that. We use, you know, the crypt and, you know, the top part of Sandbox. So that came in very handy. I think that's all for Bungie news. We did get, like, a leaked screenshot or something.
Of Heretic.
Yeah, of Heretic, which...
Midship.
Yeah, everybody's thinking it's a remake of Midship.
No, there's a comparison picture.
And it is a Midship remake, because if you would have played on it, it said it is.
Okay. So, yeah, if it, you know, truly does turn out to be a Midship remake, I won't mind, you know, hey, I'll enjoy it.
Here, I'll show you the comparison picture. Go to Halopedia.com.
That's actually Halo.wikia.com.
I have a bookmark.
And then go to Heretic.
This is taking a while, so why don't we talk about something in the meantime?
Lemon Man email.
Yes.
Lemon Man has an email. He still does, and he still checks it every once in a while. And emails people back. And he still gets lots of emails. Surprisingly, lots of people ask for autographs, and I give it to them. Anyway, it's lemonman@ymail.com. Again, lemonman@ymail.com. And guess what? I have some new news. Lemonman has a gamer tag now, an Xbox Live account. It's like Marlon. It doesn't have live, so I can't play with you. But if you want to, I'll accept it. Accept your friend request. It's F space Andre Lemonman. So that's F space A-N-D-R-E-L-E-M-O-N-M-A-N. Capitals F A L and M.
Very nice. So people can send you friend requests then?
Yes.
Very nice. Cause I know the Marlon the Elite account is all filled up with people.
And to give some people, some new people a chance that didn't get to be friends with. Yeah. I've been, you know, I have my characters, but I've kind of been shying away from doing stuff like email and live accounts because I don't want to get bombarded and have to check everything.
Yeah.
It's a good idea, but after a while it just...
See, Lane's looking at the comparison picture right now.
Yeah, that does look like it.
How can it not be?
Can't believe how crappy the Halo 2 picture looks.
I know.
It's amazing. Alright, so let's see, what have you seen any movies recently? I don't think so.
I wanna go see The Knowing with you. Seems like a movie we do together.
Yeah. That looks good. It's Nicolas Cage. The world's gonna end. As usual.
I think it looks good.
I was wrong. Wait, you guys, I was wrong. I said that the thing on your website, the Facebook thing, is a blue circle with an F in it. It's a navy blue circle with Facebook in it. Not just an F, the whole word.
Yeah. If worse comes to worst, you'll just click on the Twitter one and you'll have to follow us.
Remember when it used to be subscribe to us on YouTube?
Yeah.
Now
it still is.
Now it's follow us on Twitter.
800 something subscribers.
It's like subscribe on YouTube, follow on Twitter,
join our Facebook group, join the forums. The forums have been very inactive lately, and that's not cool. You guys need to join and spark up some conversation.
Yeah, just to let you know,
I still check it like every day.
I'm afraid I don't. I'm a guilty person. I don't go on it nearly as much as I should.
I don't post
it. I check
it
a few times a week.
And just to let you know, even though we're not posting, you can still post. You, the users, can post stuff. Like, post rumors. Talk to each other about what you think the next episode of Marlon is going to be about.
Or your favorite
and
parts
I
of
just,
the last one.
I just posted my 300th post today.
What
was it?
That's awesome.
You know what I said? This is my 300th post.
This is Sparta!
That's how many posts we have. We have over 2,000 posts, so go and join and post with us.
Yeah. Go to our website. Basically everything's there.
Links to everything ever.
Alright, so, speaking of that, we, the website, we updated the front page recently. So now it includes, Twitter updates. Follow us on Twitter. And also, we updated the photos page. So now it's just, you don't have all this just text. You can now just view it, the page, you know, bam, right there. Which is pretty nice. As soon as it loads. And we recently put, you know, new Marlin pictures on it and stuff. There's Halo 3 Dance TV 2 picks. Detective Awesome picks. Of course, you know, Marlin picks. And picks from some of our movies, which aren't on the inner tubes. So that'll be neat to check out for yourself.
We need to do it. But lucky for you guys now, every movie we make is posted on YouTube. We don't just make movies for ourselves anymore.
Yeah.
Except, you know, when the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie comes out, you might not get anything.
Yeah.
You'll get the preview and a clip. But just let you know, we really do make the full movie and just give you clips and
stuff. All of those pictures that you see on our website, the photos page, those are full movies. You just
don't get them.
You will never see them.
Yeah, varying in length, of course. Like, The Ultimate Kidnapper, a remake of the very first movie we did, where we're making fun of ourselves, that's only, like, you know, 7 minutes
Let's
or so.
Let's talk about The Kidnapper.
I'd rather not.
It's just an interesting story.
I don't want to die.
We
can perform the whole thing. We pretty much memorized it, because it's so short. What happens is, it was the very first movie we made. Here's a story.
It's actually a pretty decent story for the first movie.
Here's my story, okay? So, we came over, and I saw Lane had those little movie clipboards that they use, you know, take one. And I said...
Yeah, clapboard.
Yeah, clapboard, that's what it's called. And I said, hey, that's cool. Hey, that's cool. Hey, Lane, do you want to make a movie?
Yeah!
Okay. Yay! So we decided to come up with a movie, and it's called The Kidnapper. I kidnap Kyle...
And then
what he did is he comes into my house, this little kid's house.
While he's asleep.
Yeah, while he's asleep, he shoots him with a tranquilizer gun and
to make him asleep, even though he's asleep.
He's already asleep and he shoots him asleep and then he drags him to his own place where he escapes when he goes to get coffee.
And then he gets captured again. And then they have a big fight.
They have a fight to the death and the kid
escapes, and then that's the end.
And there's some classic lines, very classic, between us three, which is, I don't want to die, yes I won.
That's what happens. At the very beginning of the movie, I was outside the door, and Lane was inside the door, and he was talking. He had to signal me when to come in, so he went...
I just breathed loud, because back then, by the way, we were like, you know, 9 or 10.
I was like 6 or 7.
Yeah,
seven,
I was seven. Like 9 or 10, or 8.
We didn't have any editing thing, so yes. Lane just had to say, The Kidnapper, directed by Lane.
Yeah, and, you know, we had, you know, the title, you know, written out on paper and stuff, and we'd hold it up to the camera and stuff. And since we didn't have any editing software...
We had to do it all in order and everything perfectly.
Yeah, so that's why I thought that if...
Oh, and then we also had fake bloopers at the end.
So I thought that...
Remember the very last one? After it was done, we walk up to the camera and say, hope you enjoyed these bloopers.
And so, since we didn't have any editing software, I had to come up with, like, a way to, like, subtly let, like, Kevin know to, you know, to go. Oh, no, I'm rolling, so go. So, I thought that it would be a good idea to just breathe deeply, and it would be subtle, but it wasn't. And so, it just, at the beginning of the shot, it's just... Kevin walks in.
Here's a funny story. We remade it a couple times.
One was actually
the first
trying to
we
be...
remade it was serious. And then the second one...
We actually remade it 3 times.
Was serious again. And then we remade it again to
we're
make
totally
fun of ourselves.
Making fun. All of which are now outdated.
we need to make a new one. Wait. Lane.
Yeah.
Do you still have that movie, the first one? I mean, I never want to see it, but... do you have it?
I do. I do.
Is it on DVD?
I think so.
I think so. This is how long ago it was made.
Kevin and I have it on VHS.
Wow.
I think your dad burned this one.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That was the first movie we made, but that wasn't the first official Thomas Productions movie.
It wasn't the first movie that we...
That was the first movie we made. It wasn't the first official Thomas Productions movie.
It wasn't the first one that we made using the name Thomas Productions.
Yeah.
That one will remain private.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one that you don't know.
A James Bond spinoff. Which, by the way, we cannot find.
It's not
on DVD. It's
impossible to see now.
Totally lost.
And here's a funny story.
It's better that way.
We used to have it on our computer, but it's just totally gone now.
And guess what?
Because of Vista.
Here's a funny story. Kaya had a giant boil on his neck, so throughout the whole movie, he had this giant...
No.
White...
That was... No, it wasn't the whole movie. It was like the last couple days of filming. It took us from January to February to film. It took us
a whole month. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually... It was kind of cool.
No, I'm wrong.
It was like the bike scene.
It took us from December to February to film.
The winter months. Yeah. And it was released on Valentine's Day.
That's why it's... Every Valentine's Day we say that's the anniversary of TP. That's because it was released.
It was on that day. Yeah.
We did have a premiere for it. We've had 3 premieres and 1 kind of party.
Those brownies were so good.
That explains the mystery number at the beginning of the first episode of Project Black Knight.
Yes.
The project number is the date of our first premiere.
Yeah. Going back to the kidnapper, just very, very briefly, there's a little Easter egg in episode 34 of Marlon the Elite from the kidnapper, and it's a line.
A line that the character Snot says. He says, "Where am I? Is this a dream?" And that was one of my, I think that was my first line.
Yeah, like when you first woke up.
Something funny is that it was Kyle's line in the kidnapper, but I had to do it for Snot because I played him. I'm not going to do that right now.
I'll do it. So this is how it kind of sounded. It was in the context, in the kidnapper.
I'll do it.
No, I'll do it. So
it was my line. Well, I'll do it.
So in the kidnapper, it's when the old kid wakes up and he's tied to a chair and he's in the the kidnapper's house and he's like all scared. So he like wakes up and he's like, all right, 1, 2, 3. Where am I? Is this a dream? And then Kevin comes in and he's like, "I've kidnapped you, and there's nothing you can do about it."
I've kidnapped you, and there's nothing you can do
about it. Yeah, he put on his mean face, which is just, he scrunched up his face, and that was his face through the whole movie. He's doing it right
now. And so, then he's like, "I've kidnapped you, and there's nothing you can do about it." And then he's like, and he coughs, and he's like, "I need to go get some coffee."
And while he gets coffee, Kyle escapes. The funniest thing happened while I was trying to escape is that he had tied me up with this green scarf that was around my neck. And I got up and I was trying to take it off. Like, that was what I was supposed to do for some reason. I thought I had to take it off. And for about 60 seconds, I'm trying to get it off my neck and I can't do it.
And then finally,
I look at Lane.
And I was signaling to, like, have him go out the door.
And I was like, I looked at him for a few seconds, and I'm like, I was thinking in my head, I remember this is what I was thinking, what are you trying to say? And finally I got it, I'm like, he says, done. So I'm like, oh, so I just let go of the scarf, and I just run, and watching it looks so crappy. I stand up, I wrestling with my neck for a minute, and then I just pause, look right at the camera, and then I just run away, and it looks so funny.
Okay, and then when I come back, I say something like,
what? Oh no!
He's gone!
I better go look for him!
And then I better go look for him!
And then when you break out, you're like, hey, I think I can break out of here!
And just the way that voice I was just doing, that's exactly what I sound like in the movie. And the beginning line is so stupid, like,
he walks right to the camera and talks about what he said.
Yeah, I had to memorize and go like, hee hee hee, I have broken into this house.
And now I will shoot the boy with the gun, so he will fall asleep for 15 minutes so I can drag him back to my house.
That's exactly how it
sounded. I will shoot the boy with the gun.
And so I remember,
he will fall asleep for 15 minutes
so
I can drag him back to my house.
I remember I was wearing shorts, and he dragged me through, like, under that wood thing that's right on the fort. Linters of the way through my legs. And then also
Splinter's Jubilee.
Also Kevin wasn't strong enough, so I had to push push myself too with my feet, and you can see I'm kind of like crawling, even though I'm supposed to be asleep.
We knew nothing how to make movies, and we're terrible actors, but we've all grown perfectly, and so we make perfect movies. To see a perfect movie, watch McJuice.
And then to have someone comment on YouTube, this video sucks!
I know.
Or no, just comment, first. By the way, stop doing that, because that's pretty darn annoying.
And if you keep doing it, Lane's going to delete the comment.
Or, every time you post a video, just post first.
Yeah. Although, luckily with Marlon 34, the first comment was not first.
I know, it was like, LOL, it was nice.
That's what we want to hear. That's the type of comments we want.
Also, I love it when you quote things that I say. It makes me feel good. This is Kyle. Lines that I come up with when you quote it. I'm like, I came up with that and somebody thought it was funny enough to quote it. Oh, that's awesome. I feel so special. Because I'm like, I never thought that I'd get 1,000 views.
But some people said for episode 33, they said, enough with the turd jokes.
Yeah.
That was one that we seriously did take too far. Like, somebody commented that we took it too far, and I knew that we did, and I'm just like,
definitely. We
it's like,
it's so funny,
like,
though.
Should I eat my own poo?
Should
go,
I eat my
yes,
own
definitely
poo?
Yes, definitely lay a turd and eat it. unload into the fire.
I still laugh when it's the reload that gets me. The unload in the fire. Eat reload.
My favorite part is when Lane's telling the story, or Marlon's telling the story, and he says, the big investigator, and up all that boo boo. That gets me every time. My favorite episode, though, is episode 18. It's the funniest episode. I laugh at every time I watch it, I laugh, because it's so funny.
Alright, so.
And I remember that was originally going to be episode 28, when I came up with it, it was so funny we had to move it 10 episodes. We could do it quickly because it was so funny.
It was all Corey Von Sexy.
Corey Von Sexy.
Alright, so.
Corey Von Sexy.
Why don't we read some comments that people have left? For the latest Marlon.
Wait, hold on. Look at the comments on the page that I wrote. For your page. This page.
Oh, okay.
You put that in the description.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what'd you say? He spells hole in one.
It was late. I had just gotten done coming up with that list for the TPMAs. I'll fix that later. So
some comments. Some good comments.
Alright. Of course, you know, we have LOL Nice. We have Awesome. Another one which is... No, I'm not going to read because it's stupid. Satan's voice reminds me of Gravemind. Scary. Not really. No putt intended. LOL, nice one.
That was one that I came up with. The no putt intended and the rice line. The I smell rice.
I smell rice is gold.
That one, I came up with that before we did episode 33.
And Kevin recorded it with my phone. Oh, yeah. I should say, I recorded it with my phone.
He recorded me recording it with his phone.
By the way, I think I found a way so we can put that up on the internet. If you like send the video to my phone, then I can transfer it via Bluetooth to the computer. So I think that'll work.
You can actually, that'll be the first time we've ever recorded ourselves doing voices, so you can see what it looks like when we do it. Of course it's terrible, it's crappy phone quality, the video, but the audio is good.
So another comment is, what?
Also, Kevin has a video of our Slipknot concert that we went to.
It's all white because of the lights are just great.
Do you want to see it for a second?
Well, no. So another comment is, what? Satan died? No, he didn't.
Yeah, he actually didn't.
Yeah, that's just an outtake. Keep up the good work, TP.
Yeah.
LOL, the ending. LOL, and he quotes a line.
Here's Slipknot concert video.
Well, I can't hear anything.
Wait, Ellen, you can hear it at the end.
It sounds like
it's before I forget.
It sounds like a hurricane.
Did you recognize that?
Barely.
Guitar Hero 3. Okay, here's the video of Kyle recording
The rice line.
The rice line.
Do you guys smell this? It smells like rice.
That's the actual one used in the thing. I remember every time I do that scream, it sounds the same. Listen.
That's my rice! See? Sounds
exactly the same every time I do it. I love the way I scream. I have the coolest screams. And I get to do it all the time. Whenever I play Cody Fantasy, I get to scream. Like this. Whenever I do that, it echoes the drums. There are drums in this room.
Yeah.
It always echoes.
Alright. Let's find a good video.
And I'm sending you a text of the video.
Okay.
And it says, here. Send to. See if you get it.
Alright, here are some comments from the story of Peeps.
Okay, I'm sending it to you.
Alright. Some comments are, Pwned, LOL, he's dead. How can you put Brody in swearing in a single video? Impossible!
Okay, just to let you know, there's actually no swearing, it's just bleeping, and Lane said fudge every time.
Yeah.
He didn't actually say the word, he just did.
And one time fudge. He said, I fudging had it.
Yeah, I fudging had it.
I fudging had it.
I didn't know you were going to bleep that out, I thought you were going to keep it.
I know, me too, I thought you were going to say, I fudging had it.
Oh, wait, no. Owned, LOL, hilarious, lol, it's a hillbilly documentary.
Remember, we were originally going to do a movie about some nerds fixing VHS.
Man, see if you
still
got it.
Do that. It'll be...
Oh, wait, it's still sending. Probably because it's a video.
Yeah. All right. Here's another one for the video Quantum of Solace infomercial. So many good things. No comment. Doh, that was a comment. let's see. Another one is coming soon on DVD and Blu-ray. LOL. And another one, best drama scenes ever, and the car chase is beyond reproach. 5 stars. Of course. And then, another comment, LOL at drama part.
I don't know what he's talking about there.
I think when you stare.
Okay, I'm gonna play a snippet of that video again.
Not again. And then another comment is LOL car chase. Another comment is LOL. And then another comment, excerpt from Stupid, except for Stupid Twilight, LOL. Oh, let's go to the California Weather Report.
I love filming that one. Because that one you can actually see me. What it looked like when I do the voice for the character Coach from episode 11 and Hank from episode 21. That's what I look like because I did that voice.
Okay, I don't remember video. Hank or episode 21.
Oh, drafted.
So, one says, I like your coat, Lane.
Like gum and tacos.
He's smelling his phone. Alright, so another one.
You know, it smells like gum because I have gum in my pocket. You want to smell my gum?
No.
You want to smell my phone?
Alright, so a comment says, I like your coat, Lane. And then I responded, why, thanks. So do I. nice job, guys. IMO!
LMAO.
Yeah.
Umo.
Not to be confused with Elmo.
Don't do super good. All those comments are saying that I suck. Which I don't. I don't suck at playing the guitar, do I, guys?
Not anymore. If you did at all.
Trust me, you did, baby.
I used to. Right now, I'm doing solos on my guitar. That was my ha.
Ha.
How about Project Black Knight comments? Nah, that was too long ago.
Not necessarily.
I want to do another print call video. That was so fun when we did that.
Oh, I'll read some comments for friend. Those are some good ones. Remember, this is our serious one, so there's not going to be any, like, LOL comments.
LOL.
Oh.
What? You can remove that comment right now. Click remove.
I don't know how I'm going to read that one.
Now you can't see it because it's been removed.
Yeah. Alright. Alright, that was really good, especially since you've been making comedies and no voice, which is hard in that type of deep stories. I say that you... That's me getting the message. I say that you should start making long shows or extend others like Marlon 30 minutes. Or start new series. Anyway, great story / movie. 11 out of 10. Nice. Unfortunately, we're not going to make Marlon longer. They're long enough as it is. Alright, I got the message. Or, you know, video.
Hey, I'll just talk while you watch the video. So...
I don't want to watch the video.
Okay, whatever.
I'm saving it to my phone.
So, the reason I made the Lemon Man Xbox Live account was because if we ever wanted to do another fan episode, I could use that as the fan episode Diddly Diddly. And
yeah, because so, we have like 24-hour live trial or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'd use it for. I'd also pwn some noobs. Anyway.
Pwn noob says.
Anyway. So, if we were ever going to do another fan episode, which is likely at this point, we have a Lemon Man account. And I'll tell you a little bit about why it's likely. Without giving anything away, we kind of came up with an idea a long time ago for an episode that we haven't done yet, and then we just decided about a week ago or so, hey, that could be a good idea.
And then we have another idea too that could use people, but we're not sure if we need to.
Yeah, yawn. Okay.
So, if you're wondering about fan episode, it's possible now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just... If we ever have another fan episode, maybe. People still ask, can I be in an episode? Stop asking.
No!
Yes, please stop asking.
Until the fan episode.
Please stop asking if you can be in this episode, because you can't. If you asked, you can't be in the fan episode. It's like Recon.
So, here's some more comments.
Oh, here's something we just came up with about the fan episode. If we do another fan episode, if you were in the other one, you can't be in the new one.
It's only to be fair, so... That, you know, everyone that wants to be in an episode can be in an episode.
And there were some kind of disruptive people. That
we'll probably have to filter our people this time.
Yeah, this time we'll boot you.
Because
we threatened people with booting last time, but we never booted
We're too
anybody.
Nice. We I'm meaning anybody. I'm too nice.
Next but time we should boot people if they're becoming too annoying.
Disruptive body.
All right. I can think of two people in particular last time.
Okay, so another comment is, this is the best non-comedy I have ever seen. 10 out of 10. And then a crying face, because it's sad. And then 5 out of 5, the moral of the story is easily grasped.
Oh, yeah, I have a funny story about this video.
Yeah.
Kyle didn't want to do it, and he almost cried when he found out that you're actually
doing
it.
I didn't cry.
No, I don't want to do this movie. It's stupid, Lane.
I didn't almost cry.
It got featured on Bungie.net.
Hold on, the only reason I would actually like it is if Lane put me in the creators as the awesome tech guy.
He did.
And I did.
So now I think it's cool. And I am the awesome tech guy. You know what I did? That part where they crashed through the wall, I held the wall so that...
And then let the wall go at exactly the right time so that we could crash through it. I don't want to smell your phone.
I was like, mint.
By the way... I'll tell you after I read this one comment. Oh, I'm pretty happy that Thomas Productions was finally recognized by someone. And to think that someone was Bungie themselves. Wonderful. We agree. So,
the one video Kyle didn't want to do got featured on Bungie right there.
So, you may not know this, but I made a video, kind of like a bonus video, from Photoshop Friend, like, showing, like, all the special effects that were, like, added on. And I think I might post that pretty soon. Because of the TPMAs coming up. So, like, for instance, you know, you can see, like, a shot, like, a before shot with, like, how it looked before you added the filters. And then after the filters, when, you know, it gotten dark down, and then all the snow that was added in.
Making the guy fall off the cliff so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took forever.
We tried a long time to try and get him that far. And then, because the bridge was a heck of a lot shorter than it looks in the video, and so, because I, like, added on, like, extra segments at the top to make the bridge, or the ramp look a lot bigger.
It's only, like, 3 or 4. I'm kidding. 3 times.
So, yeah, I'll probably post that soon, because it's cool. Alright, is there anything else that we want to add? Anything?
If you have any questions, please feel free to email us. And remember, F space Andre Lemonman.
That reminds me. Why don't we check the emails and see if we have any new ones?
I did.
I doubt it too. It's worth a try. It's gonna take a while to log in.
Can people still call us?
Oh yes, they can.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, Kevin, if you could entertain the people while I log in.
Oh wait, Bush is finally no longer president, so that countdown is done.
Our countdowns are kind of done because we had, you know, the indie countdown.
Okay, finished. So I'll entertain you guys right now with a unique story from Kevin.
Okay. That should be, like, a picture of that. It's, like, a segment in itself.
You need a story from Kevin.
Okay. Story from Kevin. See, let's think. Okay. So. Okay, I can't think of anything. Hold on. Wait. I can tell a story while you log in.
So I'll have to check the email. Okay.
So. Kyle and I went to a Slipknot concert about a month ago. If you don't know, you probably know Guitar Hero 3. They had a song in there called Before I Forget. We went and saw them because we like them. It was like, what, would you say it was the best night of our life or what?
I'd pretty awesome. So.
Sure, pretty nice. It's a good night. It was awesome because they were playing all their best songs. And it was like... so awesome. And then they didn't play my favorite song throughout the whole thing, and I was like, oh, darn it. And then they came back and played it just for me. I swear, they really did. I was waiting for that. It was, like, super awesome. If you want to see the show we went to, go to YouTube and search Slipknot 3/11/09, because that was the concert date.
Alright, so...
my story. Okay, go ahead.
The only new emails we have are emails notifying us that we have a few new voicemails. However, that is going to take a while to, you know, check and download, so we're just going to, you know, hold off on those. So, but we'll play them on the next show, how about? So, I think let's wrap it up. So, please... please, for God's sake, email us.
Even if it's just with questions.
More please, for God's sakes. Please join our Facebook group, follow us on Twitter, join our forums, email us, call us. And please, we love it.
We can just, like, spam all the people who subscribe to our YouTube videos with, like, a to-do list. Like, yeah. Saying, follow us on Twitter, Facebook,
we are very connected with our fans. Yeah. We love to talk to you. That's why we have... emails and forums and everything. We love to talk to you. We love what you say about us. Join us. Talk to us more. Follow us on Twitter. Everything.
We're reaching out to you with our hand. And you're hesitant to take that hand because it's lathered in fish guts. But it's not.
It's the hand of the makers of Marlin. Come on. Shake our hand.
Touch us.
Yeah, touch me.
That's too fun.
Please don't touch me. Anyway, okay. One thing, when you join the forums, don't just leave forever. Like,
just to
join.
It's
we nice. Have so many members that have zero posts. Can you join and actually, like, talk with us? Even if it's just for a few weeks, you can forget about it later. Just please talk with us for a minute.
And
we're not lonely. I'm saying like we're lonely, but we're not.
Yes.
We have lots of people to entertain.
And also, for those people who are still on the forums, keep on posting, even though we're not posting. Talk to our fellow fans.
We're the moderators.
Get to know them. Ask them what their favorite color is. How about that? That's your mission.
Ask what your favorite color is and what your favorite part of the latest Merlin was.
And then, if you do that, someone does that, we'll all post in it. We promise.
We're pinky promising.
Try promise.
And, oh, wait, here is...
Oh, really quickly, we won't create that topic. You have to.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
Is that a mission?
Yes.
Mission for anybody listening. Should there be some sort of a reward for the person who does?
I'm not sure if there's... Oh, we are going to do some sort of
thing later. In our next podcast.
Okay, that's good. We'll mention them in our next podcast. That's your reward.
We are going to do one thing that allows somebody to get a humongous reward.
Is that our next fan episode if we do it?
Well, not really. It's not going to be being in an episode, but it's pretty darn close to being in an episode. Not really. Like two steps away.
Wait, I don't... What are you guys
doing? It's a
we'll tell you anything.
Maybe like a contest for the future.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we'll let you know. And I'm sure you'll hear about it.
Because we are the talk of the internet.
Of course. So, alright. I know, like you said, you know, your mission is to go create a form and, you know, ask people what their favorite color is and what their favorite part of the new Marlin episode is. But, you know, if someone wanted to go, you know, like, beyond the Call of Duty, you know what would be super, super awesome? If they created a fan podcast.
If you do that, we'll let you be. I'm kidding.
It'd be so cool. I'm just thinking, if, like, fans create a podcast.
As long as you're not, like, 6 years old. Because we don't want to have to listen to that.
If your voice hasn't cracked yet, don't.
It'd be so awesome.
If you sound like this, please don't do it.
If you're Kyle, don't.
Yeah. No.
If you wear a headset on Xbox Live, don't do it.
I'm just thinking.
If you are more than 50% of the people I usually play with on Xbox Live.
I'm just thinking to myself, it would be really cool if there was like a podcast where
people
like,
get everything wrong.
Where like fans just express their opinions.
I wonder what they're
going to
do. They're gonna make a Marlin
and then to get their feedback.
What?
Although they could do that right now.
Or if you create... Here's something I've always wanted somebody to do. Because we will never bore you with this. If you could please, like, somehow download our Marlin episode somehow and create a best of. Use the best jokes from the Marlin episodes.
Only the best
of the best. Only the best of the best. And then post that on your own channel or whatever, say these are my favorite parts of the Marlin episodes. That would be so cool. Just call it like Best of Marlin the Elite, top 10 jokes from Marlin the Elite. That would be so cool. I've always wanted to see somebody do this.
I think we're rambling on.
All right, bye.
All
right, let's do our standard 10-minute closing.
Email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com
or thomasproductions. What's that?
podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com.
That's if you want us to read your question aloud or comment aloud on the podcast.
If you don't, just say in the email. Also, on our new Blogspot page, you can leave comments there.
Oh, and
please do.
We have another email. The professional.
The professional Thomas Productions email is just lane_thomas@thomasproductionsinc.com. If you send stuff there for the podcast, I won't read it.
It will not be read.
Sorry. And then
call in, please. Let's hear your voice. At
I miss you 6 years old.
Even if you're 6 years old.
208-474-2690. The only reason I know that is because I've been doing promos for this. And I made the outro, so that's how I know.
Hold on. Okay, grab a piece of paper and a pencil. We'll give you 6 seconds. Because you probably see yourself. Six,
oh my God.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, Lane.
208.
Wait 1 hour.
208-474-2690. Again, 208-474-2690. Some lady will probably answer the machine. like an automated lady.
No, she's our
our assistant. She handles all our calls.
Okay, ready? Four. But your call will reach us. Two. One. 1 hour long.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, don't worry. It's still the right... You know, leaving the message at the right place.
And you will...
If you get a stupid lady talking, you're the right place.
Yeah. Your message will reach us. We will listen to your message.
And we'll pretty much play it.
Bye. Yeah.
So, all right, see you later.
We're signing off here.
Yeah, don't forget to vote for the TP and the TPMAs.
And send a friend request to on Xbox Live to F space Andre Lemon Man.
All right, until next time, actually, forever. I'll be Lane.
No, it's not Frim.
And not Lame. Lane.
Kevin. Kyle.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The TP Cast. If you liked the show or hate it with your guts, please let us know by emailing us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com or leaving us a voicemail at 208-474-2690.
If you would like to find out more about this podcast or about Thomas Productions, please visit our website at thomasproductionsinc.com.
Please note that all non-original content featured in this podcast is the sole property of their respectful owners. On the other hand, all original content featured in this podcast is the property of Thomas Productions, Inc. It should also be noted that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of Thomas Productions, Inc., although they usually do. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on
The TP Cast.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.